Well, good evening. It's good to be with you tonight. Thank you guys so much for coming to the prayer and prep meeting tonight. What we wanted to do is spend a little bit of time in worship and in God's word and in prayer tonight. And then we'll talk a little bit later on about things that are already in place and get your ideas, comments, and suggestions. And so I'm really excited that you showed up tonight because I believe that we need to talk about a couple things tonight. And I've got really two foci in my message tonight. Number one is I want to remind you of God's power and faithfulness. And number two, I want to talk about how we can represent Christ best in the world. I want you to know that God is the one that spoke earth into existence. That before him there was nothing, and God has all the power and all the control. I want you to know right now that God is not panicking. God is not biting his fingernails watching CNN. God is not pacing back and forth with every Hurricane Irma update. God is in control. And there's a passage of scripture that I think speaks really great about this from Mark's gospel. It was from Mark chapter 4, verse 35 through 41. It says, "That day, when evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, 'Let's go over to the other side.' And so leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, 'Teacher, don't you care if we drown?'" Pause here. The storm had to be pretty rough for the disciples to panic, right? Because you remember, a large chunk of the disciples were what? Fishermen. So they've been on the sea a lot. They know what it's like to be on the open sea, the rough sea. They were used to rough conditions. So this must have been a considerable storm. And from every indication that we have up to this point, Irma is very considerable. It's a beast. And many people are panicking. And if you don't know Jesus and you don't believe in him, and if you've never seen him to be faithful, and he's not your God and he's not your Savior, then I would tell you, you have every right in this world to panic. But if you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you've seen God do some things in your life, if you've known him to be faithful, then we have no reason to panic. We are not a people of panic. We're a people of prayer, and we're a people of action. And that's what God calls us to be, because we do know Jesus, and we know that he's in control. And in the middle of a rough storm, Jesus was sleeping. Now, some would say, I hope God is not sleeping right now, right? Wake up, God. There's some stuff coming our way. I want you to know that Jesus was both fully God and fully man. And so Jesus needed sleep as a man. God is not sleeping right now. God knows what's happening right now. But in this moment, in this story where we get to see the humanity, but also the divinity of God, we see what happens after Jesus wakes up. He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" And they were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this that even the wind and the waves would obey him?" This was the greatest miracle up to this point in Jesus' ministry, because before Jesus had come, for centuries even, you can see this all the way back in Exodus with some of the magicians and in the book of Exodus, they did some incredible miracles. People have done miracles. Do you know that's possible? People have healed people from illness, from mental, physical things. People have done that before, but nobody had ever exercised complete control over creation. And that's why this miracle stands out more than any other miracle that Jesus has done up to this point. And so as we're gathering for prayer tonight, and as you are praying this weekend in your houses and in the community, I want to remind you that the one you're praying to is omnipotent. which means he has all the power. It means with one word, he can tell this thing to cease and it will cease. It means with one word, he will tell this thing to move and it will move. Ricky, my man on Facebook here today, posted that prayer isn't to remind God what your problems are, but prayer is to remind your problems who God is. Those are the posts we need right now. Come on, those are the posts we need. And what I see in Scripture is that prayer matters to God. We can have conversation with God at any point. And if you look at the whole of Scripture, one of the amazing things that you see is if it looks like God ever relents, or let's use the word changes his mind, I want you to know that it is always for our benefit and not once for our detriment. When God's people cry out to him and ask him and plead for things to happen, it is always only for our benefit that God will answer that. And God can blow this storm elsewhere. He can stop this storm. And we're going to pray that he does that tonight. We're going to pray that he stops it or he moves it so that no more human beings, no more properties, no more anything suffers any sort of loss. And I want to remind you that God is the one that has the power to do that. He spoke the earth into existence, and when Jesus came with one word, he told the storm where to go. And he can still do that today. And that's what we hope for, and that's what we pray for. But all of us who are mature in the faith, at least, can say that we don't always understand the way God works. Isaiah the prophet said that God's ways and God's thoughts are higher than our ways, and higher than our thoughts. We can't always understand why God would allow a storm like Irma to blow through and do the damage it's already done, and look at the damage that it might potentially do, and why that would devastate so many people, why that would be good. We don't have a clear answer. Some will try to give you an answer, and they'll say, well, that city deserved it because of this decision or this decision. But I want to tell you that every city is full of sinners. And what people need in this time is not for you to come up with answering a question that you can't answer. Only God knows the answer to that question. He's not asking us to come with answers in this moment. What he's asking us to do is to come with the love and the grace that he came for you and for me with. And you can say, well, I wouldn't have done it this way if I were God. I wouldn't have either. But I can also say that I don't see the whole picture that God sees. And when I signed up to follow Jesus, what I said is, God, even when I don't understand you, I'll still believe you. I'll still trust you. I'll still follow you. Come what may, good or bad, I will use every opportunity, good or bad, to glorify your name. And so while we pray for the storm to flee, while we pray for the storm to stop, and God can do that, if he decides not to do that, for whatever reason he's deciding not to do that, then we will use this as an opportunity to be Christ's hands and feet in this world. And that's why we're gathering tonight as a church family to talk about, okay, let's prepare for this thing. It's good to be prepared. As Silas on staff, the guy that always takes pictures, says, proper prior planning prevents poor performance. And I don't know if it's coincidence or not, but we are about to embark on a journey, on a challenge in this church to literally put Christ's words into practice, right? That's the season we are coming into. And in the introduction of the Red Letter Challenge, which has arrived today, by the way, there are words from Jesus that are in the introduction that could not be more fitting for us. Number one, I wanted to remind you of how powerful God is. But number two, I want to talk about how best we can represent Christ in this world. And this is what Jesus says to close the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount. He says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." While the rest of humanity that doesn't know Jesus is panicking right now, we are standing firm because our foundation is on the rock whose name is Jesus. And Jesus says, if you want to continue to stand firm, and if you want to help other people stand firm, don't just listen to my words, practice my words. And while I would have envisioned starting the Red Letter Challenge a different way, we very well possibly have a very unique opportunity before we even read a word from the Red Letter Challenge to put Christ's words into practice and put our money where our mouth is before we even get this thing started. And that's what we do. That's what we do as Christians. That's why we gather tonight to talk about and prepare what it's going to look like if this thing comes and if the predictions come true and the meteorologists are right and all the storm trackers are correct. This thing's going to do some damage. So what are we as the people of God going to do, whether it's Irma or some other disaster in the future? How will we be the hands and feet of Jesus? Well, we have to say, well, what did Jesus do? And what did Jesus say? And what I want you to know is that Jesus has a history of jumping into storms. Jesus will put himself in harm's way to rescue people in need. And we are, and we were, those people in need. We were a mess. And Jesus did not wait until we cleaned ourselves up to come and rescue us. Rather, he came down into our mess to rescue us. And that's what we, ordinary people of God, will do. We will not go quietly into the storm, but we will jump into the waters and we will put ourselves in peril, because that's what Jesus did for us. And that's what we're called to do for each other. And that's what we're called to do for those that aren't in this room, in the community. We are the church and we exist for the world. And nothing shows the heart of God more than when we go out and rescue those in need. That very literally is what God has done for you and for me, and he calls us to do the same. And Hurricane Irma gives us an opportunity to be the hands and the feet of Jesus, to put his words into practice right away. Remember, God is in control. Don't panic. One verse that came to mind even just as we were worshiping is 1 Peter 3:15. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. While others panic and we post hopeful, scriptural, biblical messages, while others post in panic and we're posting things that our church is doing to help those in need, guess what? This is a perfect opportunity to tell people the reason that we have hope. That's what this is all about. But in order for someone to ask you the question, in order for you to give the answer for the reason, the hope that you have, they have to ask the question first. And are you living a life that would force that question out of somebody? Or are you just panicking like everybody else? Revere Christ as Lord. Be prepared to give an answer, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. For it is better if it is God's will to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. And what I love about this and what's already happened in Houston and Hurricane Harvey is there are many followers of Jesus that are reaching out and helping other people. They're reaching out and doing all that they can. And what I love is there are non-Christians that have talked negatively about Christians, and yet those Christians are the ones that are out rescuing them. What a great opportunity we have. Remember, God is in control. We will not panic. And also, number two, we will be the hands and feet of Jesus. We will jump into the storm if necessary. We will rescue others. We will put ourselves in harm's way. We will go above and beyond because that's what Jesus did for us, and that's what we do for others. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let me pray for us, and then we're going to spend some time just praying as individuals, if you'd like, or you can get with a couple other people and pray. And we're just going to spend some time right now. Now that we've spent a little time in worship and we've heard God's word, we want to pray to Him tonight. And so, Lord, we do come before You tonight. You are the God of all. You are the Creator. You are omnipotent. And so, God, our plea tonight is that You would move this storm, that You would stop this storm. God, miraculously show Your power. May it harm no one else. God, we're asking for this, for we're Your sons and daughters, and You love us, Lord. You absolutely love us, and I pray, Lord, that You will move this thing so it hurts no one else. It hurts no more of Your children. Lord, I pray for those who've already been affected. Lord, in the islands and everywhere this hurricane has been, God, we pray for families who've lost loved ones and who've gotten hurt. And God, we pray for cities that have been destroyed and houses that have been destroyed. Lord, we pray that in this difficult time for them, that there would be a lot of people that would rise up and be Your light. And Lord, they would help point them back to You. And that through disaster, somehow, some way, Lord, You would move people to come towards You in this moment. And Lord, use many people to help those who've already been hurt. And Lord, if that's us, God, great, we want to help whoever we can. And Lord, we pray that in this storm, with this hurricane coming, whatever it may do, Lord, we don't know yet, but God, I pray that the people of the cross, the family of faith-filled, big-thinking followers of You, Jesus, Lord, that we would step up, rise up, and represent You in the best way possible. Lord, that we would be Your hands and feet. God, stir us up. Make us compassionate. Give us mercy, God, when we need to have mercy. Give us patience, Lord, when we need patience for those that are hurting. Lord, give us strength to endure. Give us courage. Lord, give us Your heart. Make us, Lord, more like You in this moment. And may we be ready to help a lot of people. God, I pray this in Your name. Amen. Next few minutes, I just love for you to pray. And so if you feel comfortable gathering with three or four people around you, please do that. If that's too much for you and you want to spend some time praying on your own, or maybe if this prayer thing is new for you and you don't even know what that means, then just spend some time thinking about those that are in need. But we'd love to spend some time praying tonight to the One that is all powerful. And so we'll spend a few minutes, and then Jacob will come up and pray for us. And then we'll move into the part of the night where we're going to tell you what's already been happening on our end and give you a little bit of updates with that. And then, of course, get your feedback and see what we can do to really make a really great impact for Christ in the next week or so. Amen? Amen. So gather around a few other people, and if that's comfortable, and pray, and we'll meet in a few minutes.
Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble.
Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fail. God will be her help at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. God, in this moment right now, we rebuke panic. We rebuke fear. We ask that you would just take control, God. Allow us to be still for just a moment. A lot of us have been running around. A lot of us have been uncertain. A lot of us have been pacing back and forth, glued to the internet screens or the TV, wondering what's going on. But we know that you are the God in control. You are the God who just asks us to be still. So in this moment, Jesus, we just take a second to be still, to let you be God, to trust you fully, to give it over to your hands and your care, and know that you have a perfect plan, a perfect will for our lives. And God, in this moment, I just ask that you turn the storm back into the sea, back into the ocean right now. God, I just ask that you turn its course away from us, that you cease any more damage, any more destruction. God, let the wind cease, let the rain stop, let it move back into the Atlantic. God, if that be your will, that's what we pray. But God, if not, we will be ready. I pray that you would allow us to be your hands and feet in this moment, God. We thank you for the opportunity to reach those in need. The Bible says that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And so I pray that many through this tragedy would call on your name for peace, hope, comfort, and salvation. It's in your name that we pray. Amen.
Unchained.
Amen. Our hope is in Jesus. Come on, we got some hope-filled people in this place. In the midst of whatever's going on, we got hope in you, Jesus. We're always going to be prepared to give a reason for the hope that we have. And that hope is in you, Jesus. You are unshakable. And if you're unshakable, God, I'm unshakable. Our hope is in an unfailing God. And if you're unfailing, God, then I'm unfailing in the midst of a storm. God, we thank you that we can come together and encourage and wrap. This is what the church is for. God, this is why we are a family. So when tough times come, we got to remind ourselves we're not going to sink down low. We are not of a people that are shrink back and destroyed. We are a people of faith. We are a people of hope. And our faith, our hope, our confidence, it rests in you. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. And so while everybody else sees disaster, and it may come, God, we still keep our eyes focused on you, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy stood before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the most powerful throne in the world, the throne of God, the throne in heaven, where you, the omnipotent Jesus, have all power and all control. And that's why we're okay today. We love you, Lord. I realize tonight that I cannot panic if I'm in the presence of God. It's impossible. Lord, may we be in your presence. May we be a people that pray. May we be a people of action. We pray this in your name. Amen. Amen. God is good, isn't he? Amen.
Well, that's going to be a very windy day on Sunday. That's why you need to make sure you are taking your preparation seriously. Ebony Dion joins me now. More on that. Ebony?
Hey, we wanted to give you a quick update on Hurricane Irma and how that's impacting the cross. First off, just as your pastor, what I want to do is I want to remind you that in the midst of a storm and in the midst of a lot of things, there's a lot of people that are panicking right now. But as the people of God, we are not a people of panic. We're a people of prayer. We're also not a people that shrink back and are destroyed. We're a people of action. And so that's what we want to talk about with you tonight. And so first off, we want to tell you that services for Sunday are canceled. We've never done that before, but hey, we've worshiped a lot together. And so this Sunday, we felt it's best with what's coming to be prepared and for you to have time with your family, for you to have time helping serve your neighbors and those in the community. And so we'd rather you be the hands and feet of Jesus and serve this weekend. If you're looking for worship, we did a kind of a special service on Thursday night. We did a prayer and prep service. And so we're going to be posting that very shortly on social media and on our live stream page that, hey, if you still have power on Sunday morning and you're missing worship, you're missing church, live stream is really great. It may not be the same as being in the house, but it's really great. And so you can check that out on social media. But hey, we wanted to let you know, Chris here, our director of communications, wants to let you know some of the things we're doing and how you can stay up to date with Hurricane Irma and the cross.
So we set up a webpage called thecrossmountdora.org/Irma. Even if you just go to our main page, thecrossmountdora.org, you'll find it. On there, you're going to find helpful links about storm tracker, prayer requests. But here's the big thing. There's two forms on there. One, if you just need help. Maybe it's after the storm. The storm is done and you've got debris, broken windows. You need help. We are putting a team together to help you. And so fill that out. Let us know how we can serve you. The second thing is that team of people that are going to help, to be his hands and his feet. We want to go and want to serve this community. And so we want you to fill that out. Do you have a truck? Do you have a trailer? Do you have tools? Fill that form out so we know that we can get you involved to help our community as we get through the storm together.
This very well could be an opportunity for us to step up in a big way. And so we want to do that at the cross. We want to help meet some local needs. And what I'm excited to announce as well is we're not just going to be hands and feet. We're not just going to be on our knees praying, but we're going to be giving as well. We're deciding to give $20,000 to hurricane relief. And that's going to help a lot of people. You guys have already given that. That's already money we've received through Plant and Build. And so thank you for your generous donations. If you're still feeling like, hey, I want to help and donate more, you can go on that same website, thecrossmountdora.org/Irma, Click online giving, select other, and put Hurricane or Irma, and we'll be able to give even more then to impact a lot of people. I want you to know that these are the moments and these are the times when Jesus followers step up. And this is exactly what Jesus wants us to do. This is what Jesus has done for us. Jesus has a history of going into storms and rescuing people. That's what he's done for you and for me. And we very literally may have the opportunity to do that. And so we're going to put ourselves out on the front line. We will put ourselves in peril if we have to, because that's what the people of God do. And that's what the family of faith-filled, big-thinking followers of Jesus Christ does. So, hey, stay tuned to thecrossmountdoor.org/Irma as much as possible for up-to-date news and information, for ways to get involved, ways to help, and then likely, hopefully, Red Letter Challenge, home groups, L teams, all that stuff will kick off the following Sunday. God bless you. Stay safe. Don't panic, and be the people of God. Amen.